Hey guys, welcome back to the Tea and Toast Pod. I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lucy, and we're the sister duo you never knew you needed. Cheers to that.
Cheers.
Actually filming in the morning.
I know.
Today, for the first time, and I feel like...
It feels way more natural to have the cup of tea.
Yeah.
This is actually my first brew of the day.
Yeah, the same. So I'm like...
Love life. Okay, let's get straight into it. Ellie's just got back from Sicily. Tell us everything.
You won't be able to tell. I've been on holiday because I look extremely
We both
pale.
Look so pale. I've got no fake tan on because I wasn't allowed to wear fake tan for a shoot I've been doing.
I also think like it actually wasn't that hot on holiday, but I was wearing a lot of sun cream because I was having like a... You know when you go on holiday, you like romanticize everything. So like my skincare routine was like on point morning and night on holiday.
Oh, nice. But right, yeah. Tell us about Sicily, because I know nothing.
From Sicily, as in, like, you know nothing about Sicily, or you know nothing about my holiday?
Both.
It was amazing, actually. It's somewhere we've always wanted to go, and we happened to just get cheap flights, because I obviously have to go in school holidays. It's really hard to find cheap flights places, but we happened to get them there, and it's somewhere we've always wanted to go. So it was amazing. We stayed in three different places.
Gorgeous. So did you hire a car?
Yeah, so we flew into Palermo, which is the capital, and we did the west side. So it's too big of an island to do it all in one. So you'd either go and you'd do the east side or you'd do the west side. The east side is probably a little bit more... Richard said it's a bit more bougie, but I've not really looked into it. But it's also where the volcano is. So we didn't do the volcano or anything. So we flew into Palermo, hired a car, I'm like fully got my like European driving down to a T now.
I can't believe that, because you drove last year in Amalfi Coast.
Yeah, so then everyone on like, you know, when you Google and you look on blogs and stuff, people are like, oh, careful with the driving. I'm like, that was nothing on the Amalfi Coast. And maybe I went a bit hard with Amalfi Coast as my first foreign drive, but...
I was a bit worried about that, I can't lie.
Yeah, the driving was absolutely fine. So we stayed in... It was really cute because we stayed in like... a smaller port town. It was very small. The port was really cute, but then there was like a little castle thing, and then there wasn't really much there. But we kind of stationed ourselves there, and then you kind of explore around there. So we did like a 14 kilometer hike thing.
Wow.
All on the coastline. It was amazing. That's where, and one of the, along the way, it had loads of mini beaches, which is where I sent you that photo where the water looked amazing.
Stunning, yeah. The water did look really nice.
Yeah.
Is it a really green island?
It was so green. I didn't think it was going to be as
like
green
UK
as it was.
Like UK kind of green.
Yeah. Like I said,
oh, really?
I said to Richard, and I don't know if it's because of the time of year we went compared to like time of year we've been to other places. Well, no, because we went to Ibiza for the similar time. It's so green. And because I was driving and I was like, you, other than the terrain being quite like rocky,
you wouldn't think
and
you were in
everything,
like...
I was like, you'd believe we were in the UK. It was so green.
Would you say, because obviously Sicily isn't Italy.
Yeah.
Does it feel like Italy?
Yeah, it does. Actually, it does. Like, it feels more like Italy than, like, Spain or France or anything. Yeah. But it does feel different to Italy.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't really know, and, like, not to give you a history lesson. But obviously, Richard's, like, really into history and stuff. I don't know why I said obviously. I don't know if you know that.
But I'd assume, yeah.
It was actually because of where it was invaded by so many different people at so many different times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dad's given me this history lesson before.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
So it was invaded a lot by like Northern African countries. So it's got quite a lot of like Arab influence. And then it was also invaded by Greeks, Italy, like everywhere. So like especially in Palermo, which is the capital, it was... very, very, very multicultural.
Nice. And which you wouldn't assume with Italy.
Yeah.
Well, with it being kind of so close to Italy.
And also, it made the architecture amazing, I thought.
Oh, interesting.
Because, like, the churches weren't all...
the same.
The same. And the, a lot of them had, like, an, you could tell they had an Arab influence, and the a lot of the street signs... had Arabic language on.
Oh, interesting. I would not have thought that at all.
Yeah, so it was very different to like the places I've been in Italy because they don't have that influence.
I love that. What was the top three things you did?
We actually did some amazing stuff. We went to these cool temples that were like literally date back to like over a thousand years. And we kept saying it's mad. Like in the UK, although we have obviously way more history than like America and stuff, we don't have stuff that's like 1,000 years old. So that was really cool. But that wasn't actually one of my favorite things. So I don't know. I just told you about that.
Yeah.
The hike.
Yeah.
That I mentioned. That was just because it was through like a national park and they'd basically...
No fallouts on this one?
No.
Well done.
No fallouts on that hike.
Well done.
No, I have no... We basically became a running joke on the whole holiday that every time we walk up a hill, I'm like dead. So my heart rate like triples when I walk up a hill and I kept monitoring it.
Well, mine triples if I walk up the stairs, so you're doing better than me.
And I was literally like, this is not a vibe. And some of the hills that we walked up... Oh my gosh, they were wild. But yeah, I would say the hike, the streets, and we went to a place called Trapani. That was like the third place we went.
Yeah.
Well, second, but we went to three in total. And the streets were amazing. Like,
I just love a European street. Yeah. Like cobbled street, sitting with a, I don't like Aperol, but just sitting with an Aperol spritz, like in your Euro summer outfit, some like music playing, having some like pita and olive oil, like, oh.
Those were the best streets, I think. Like, I really, really loved them out of everywhere we went. That's where I sent you a
We'll have to post some of Ellie's Sicily pics on our socials, guys, at Tea and Toast Pod.
Because I think you said, oh, the street looks amazing.
Yeah, you did send me one photo, yeah.
So that was really amazing. I really loved it there. Really loved the hike thing we did.
Tell us some of your favourite food. Was the food good? Was it like pasta? The
food was good. It's like the same, but more different. Like,
okay.
I actually had an unreal sandwich. Richard's obsessed with sandwiches.
No, like when you go into a bakery... abroad, so much better than the UK. You're not just getting a sausage roll, you're getting like a fat packed sandwich.
It was unreal. It was like fresh mozzarella, fresh tomato, basil, and then I added ham.
Oh wow, yeah.
And the bread was so crusty. It was amazing.
You're making me want to eat right now.
This wasn't an argument, but you know when you've been like walking around for ages and you get to the point where you need something to eat, but then all of a sudden...
You get hangry, especially abroad when you just need a drink as well and it's hot. And
all of a sudden, there's nowhere to eat. And like, you're literally looking like, where... And especially Europe,
go on siesta. And you're just like, can I just get a bottle of water,
I just
please?
Want a sandwich. Why is everyone shut? And we were walking, we decided just to go back to the hotel. And then I was like, oh, this place looks cute. There was a few people like sat outside having a drink and Richard walked past and he saw the deli counter and I think one of the waiters like walked out the sandwich. He didn't even say, should we go in here? He just went in and asked for a table.
Yeah, we'll have a table and two sandwiches, please.
And that was amazing. Oh, but stunning. The best meal I actually had was, this is really random. It was very fish heavy, like seafood heavy.
Right, okay, yeah.
I had like seared tuna steak. Ooh. And it was like a steak, but not, because obviously it was fish. But
I've
it was
never
amazing.
Had a tuna steak
you'd
before.
Have, I think you'd have really,
really?
Loved it.
Really? Sounds really, oh, really quickly, nice, yeah.
Then when we went to Palermo and it was like the city, it's almost like the cuisine changed. It
oh,
went
really?
From like coastal, like, Mediterranean vibes to like Palermo. I think that's when it was all a bit like different, like more traditions intertwined and stuff like that. And they're like dishes like fish couscous, which Richard had, and he said that was amazing. Okay. But then when we got to Palermo, there was no like cute sandwich shops. They're like sandwich is no. This is, I said. So we went to the sandwich shop that Richard had like found online, and he was like, "Oh, this place is really good." And they'd like translated it into an English menu, and I looked at Richard and I said, "Oh, I don't think they've translated it properly. Like, this isn't making sense because it said spleen and lung."
No,
and he looked at me and he was like, no, that's what it is. And I fully thought that it was like translated
of what
wrong.
Animal?
I asked him. I was like, well, what is it? You don't know what you're eating. He's like, I don't know, cow, pig, I'm not sure. But it was like cut up like meat in a sandwich with like cheese and stuff. And he had quite a few. He had like three different ones and he really liked it. But I was,
I draw the line at spleen and lung.
I was fully like looking at him like,
imagine eating someone's lung. Nah. Yeah. Nah.
Well, I guess like we
if you told me you'd have tried that, I'd even eat that.
Well, no, I don't. But I mean, in this country.
Yeah, it's not for me. I draw the line at like,
yeah,
so a nice breast or leg
when we got to Palermo. But it was still nice.
Okay, fair enough. Look, would you go back?
I would go back, yeah.
Okay. Would you say it's kind of like a chilled city break kind of vibe? Because it's not, I don't feel like it's giving, you would go to just sunbathe and chill and
I think
have a couple of walks. Like, is it more like a city break trip?
Well, we went with the purpose of like exploring.
Okay.
But I think you can get like villas and stuff out there and then you would
and just chill.
Just chill.
Okay.
And then there is places to go on like day trips and explore. There's quite a few places that we didn't go to we'd like to go to. So if we went again, we'd do like the other places. But actually really quickly, I completely forgot we went to this place where it was like a little village up on top of a hill. And it was amazing. It was like fully pedestrianized. It was almost like going back in time, but people actually still lived there. And that was really amazing.
Oh, I love
that. It was a nice trip. I think it was a super nice trip because we explored and we got to see another part of the world. Yeah. But also just like, I don't know if I said this to you, I was saying it to a few people. I was like, it's like you're like, you know, if you're lucky to go on a couple of holidays a year, it's like your biannual reminder that you actually like each other because you're like, oh yeah, we spent a whole week together and we're together.
Well, I go to New York next week.
That's beyond exciting.
And I literally said to Yannick, like, I'm just ready for a break with you.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing that we're going to New York and I'm excited to go there. But I was like, honestly, we could just be going any. Do you know what
life
I mean? Like,
is different.
I'm just excited to have a break. Away from like normal surroundings because we've been doing while you've been living it up in Sicily.
Yeah,
we've been doing home improvements.
They look incredible though.
No, so we literally now like we
oh you're smiling you're like really happy about
yeah,
it
yeah because we stood in the kitchen like dining living it's like an open plan flat so
we stood in the room
in the room that has all the rooms in it yesterday because we've just kind of finished. Like, for now, like, there's still bits to do, but, like...
Yeah, like, you...
Because we finally have a table, which I just feel like I need to give you guys the whole table saga. But, yeah, we just stood and was like, oh, this is ours. It
and
just
like,
looks so nice. Yeah, like... So Yannick's basically built, and I have filmed everything that will be going on my socials, but I didn't want to give you guys... It's been done over weeks and weeks, and I didn't want to, like, be that person that posted, like, something, and then you don't get... the next part for like 6 weeks after because there's nothing really to show.
Yeah, it's like,
so
oh cool they did
I'm kind of filming
thing.
It all and then I'll give you it all at once like in parts so but Yannick's built like a built-in fridge thing to put our fridge in because we just had a freestanding fridge. He's built like a bench seat that lifts and has storage. We've got wood paneling, we've got the new table.
It looks amazing.
And yeah, we just need to paint everything he's built now. And we've got like a customized seat cushion on the way as well. So, and I've ordered wall art, which should be coming whilst we're in New
Where's
York.
Where's that from?
Shein.
Oh.
So I want to put all that up. And
yeah. Oh, that's
it's
so
getting
lovely.
There. Like
gorgeous.
When you guys come, like we need a new rug ASAP, but we're probably not going to have a new one. And coffee table and... we want a mirror up on the wall and to paint the kitchen. And so it's not going to be fully done, but you guys know it's not going
to
be fully
done. No, but it's kind of nice to do bits and bobs over time.
Yeah, so we've just been doing like home improvements. Oh, and I've changed all my content room round again.
I did see that.
It looks so much better now. It actually feels complete and done. Like, I never loved it and the filming, and I was just done with having the wardrobe as the background because sometimes it's just too busy.
Yeah, it's a bit much for the eye sometimes.
Yeah, like even Yannick walked in and was like, oh, this is looks so much better.
You have to send me a video. Like there's just more,
I've got videos on my phone, so I'll show you. But, and I'll have to put it on the socials for you guys to see. But yeah, it actually feels spacious.
Do you feel like, you know, when you're a kid and you get your room changed around?
Yeah,
I actually feel like a new person.
So the flat just feels so nice right now because everything feels new when we're getting there. So yeah, I literally just been busy with that.
Do you know what? And I loved being on holiday, but I think obviously when you've spent time making your home your place, when I came home, I was actually like, I felt really happy, content, and grateful for my home, and like just feeling really lovely.
Yeah.
I mean, holidays are obviously unreal, but I think, you know, when you start traveling back from holiday, you just like
so depressed.
Oh my god.
The most depressing thing in the world is when you land and it's raining.
Yeah, that's miserable.
And there's just like rain on the plane windows and you're not even out the plane yet and you just think, just turn around and send me back.
We were held on the plane for like an hour because they couldn't get...
When you got back?
Yeah, they didn't have any buses to take us back to the terminal.
How can they just not have any
they
buses?
They just was like, it's peak time. There's literally no buses.
Did not forward plan for the amount of flights
and
coming
we were
in.
Like, obviously, you know, planes are bad enough.
I know,
as it is,
I just
but once
really
landed,
hope our flight goes well because Yannick is already stressing.
You feel so claustrophobic and stuffy, don't you? Do you know when you're waiting to get off and like people have already stood up and started getting their bags out?
Oh, the people that just like, it's the seatbelt sign's not even off and they're up getting their like hand luggage and you're like, calm down. We're all, you're in the middle of the plane. You're going to be the last off.
And there was a woman at the back who had an interconnecting flight. And she was like kicking off at the...
But the internet connecting flight will have been waiting for
flight
her.
Attendant.
But it's just that they'll have made that one delayed.
Well, they had time because they were checking and obviously they have experienced...
Yes. It's not their...
much.
I feel like people forget that like flight attendants do this every day.
Yeah. And then, but she was being rude to them. And I was like, you know, when...
People panic so much and they get so rude.
I think they obviously were panicking and I get that it's panicky.
I mean, I would have been sat there in silence panicking if I had an interconnecting flight. I'd have been thinking the whole time, like, am I going to get my flight? Oh, I've missed it. What do I do if I miss it? How? But I wouldn't have been, like, kicking
off.
Or
I'd have been like, excuse me, do you think I've got enough time? Or it's like, really, whereas
people
go in with the kickoff and I, and Richard's
planes,
like...
I swear a documentary just needs to be done on about people on planes. People just
people's energy
lose
changes.
All sense on a plane.
Yeah, Richard was looking at me like, Ellie, don't say anything. And I was like, but they're being so rude to this woman.
I know.
And he was like, it's nothing to do with you. And I was like, having to like...
No, there was a woman on my plane back from Dubai in January. Mm. And she was being so rude. Like, so rude.
Why?
To this
what about?
Flight attendant. So basically, her son, who was like 3 or 4 or something, wanted to see the plane land because, you know, they have the cameras on. You know, like on an Emirates
flight.
I didn't
know that was a thing.
Yeah, so you can
see.
So you can see out of the front of the plane or the bottom of the plane or the back of the plane, like if you go on the screen and you
can. Well,
that's
cool.
So she was like, excuse me, it's not working and my son wants to watch the plane land. This is as we were coming down. And the woman, everyone was seatbelted, like even the cabin crew was seatbelted. Like no one could get up.
Like
we're landing.
We're at landing point. They don't sit down until there's about 5 minutes.
No,
landing.
I know. So then they were like, oh, well, it's not working. And she was like, well, it was working as we were coming up. And my son wants to watch. She was like raising her voice. She was like, my son wants to watch it. And the woman was like, well, let me ring and see if it's just an issue with the camera or if whether they've accidentally turned them off. Or she rang to the front of the plane, got off the phone and was like, yeah, it just must not be working. And she was like, she basically kicking off saying it's not good enough, my son deserves to be able to watch the and I was like,
gosh,
you're not really teaching your son a good lesson.
Yeah, good life.
But she kept being persistent and then it was annoying because I was like, I really wish, sorry to the kid, but he just never got to watch it. But more for her, because she kept kicking off, so they kept ringing to the front and whatever. And it managed to come on. So she was basically like all smug, like, see, like you just needed to try.
I bet it just came back on.
Do you know what I mean?
Probably just lost connection for a second.
I know. And then when she got to the bottom,
that entitled.
I know. And then, you know, she was so entitled. Then we landed and everyone obviously starts getting up, trying to get their hand luggage and all this. She was like stopping the freaking plate, everyone, and was like, can you go, my pram is over there, can you get it for me? But like speaking to people in a really condescending, shitty way. Oh. And I nearly said something like, you're the one with the pram over there and the children.
Just wait till everyone's off.
Like, that's what I would have done. Like, you just wait till everyone's off. She wanted to be like first off and people help her. And she was like, someone's going to have to carry my kid or the pushchair off. And she said it to the cabin crew and she was like, legally, I have to stand at this door until everyone's off the plane, because on these massive planes.
Well, yeah, they've got their...
They have their stuff to do. And so she was like rolling her eyes and like that in front of the cabin crew woman, as if to be like, you're so unhelpful. And it's like, no, I legally like have to stand in front of this door.
And it's like, you're not the only person that I have to take care of on this plane.
I know, yeah. That's what she was acting like. So then this woman sat behind her was like, oh, I can carry your kid or the suit or the pushchair. And it was just like, I would have literally just, if I knew I had a million things to carry, it was just me and I had two kids, I would have just waited till everyone got off the plane.
Same.
But it's the way she was acting so entitled. I honestly nearly said something to the point where I walked around to the other side and just walked off the plane that way. Because I was like, if I stay here, I'm gonna say something.
Do you think she was actually probably stressed because she was traveling?
No, she was an entitled bitch.
Oh, she was actually just... Because I imagine
she was rude.
It's quite stressful.
She was literally... No, and I understand being stressed, but it's the way she was speaking to people.
Oh, yeah.
You can be stressed and be like... Oh, I'm just feel like...
Yeah, but she obviously projects it in the wrong way. Or she's just super entitled.
I think she was just a bitch.
I hate people like that.
Anyway.
I think as well, and don't get me wrong, I like to be off the plane quite quick and like the travelling process to be over. But I think once you have kids and you're travelling with kids, surely you just accept that the process will be what it will be. As long as everyone gets there safe and happy, like, it doesn't matter if you're waiting an extra 10 minutes.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, I would rather be off the plane sooner rather than later, but I'm not going to kick off if I'm just waiting 20 minutes to get off the plane because people are... Do you know what I mean? I just think people turn into crazy idiots on a plane.
People are just fucking wild.
It's crazy. And then you've got the people that just think alcohol doesn't get you drunk on a plane. You've got the people as well that just like order
wild.
And order and order and order booze, and I just think it still has the same effect as it does on the ground.
I
love those people.
People are
though.
Bored
yeah.
on flights.
Yeah, so
just
they just like
drink.
But it's like, I'm actually fine with people getting drunk on planes. That's not an issue for me. But it's like, it's then the greed with the alcohol, especially on the long haul flights where you get it included. I think people are like, oh, well, I'm getting free alcohol. And
planes,
it's like,
traveling is actually hilarious.
No, it's so funny.
It does such funny things to people. I can't wait to hear your traveling stories from New York because it's long haul. So there'll be more stories.
I know. Yeah. Anyway, moving on, we've just ended up talking about planes.
I just actually love, I would love to know.
There needs to be a social study
thing, and not even just about planes now. You know, like the tiny stories, like that interaction with that woman.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known that if we didn't have this conversation now, but I like to know every interaction that you have. I'm such a freak.
No, I love it. Okay, topic of the week.
Yes.
It's kind of a game
and
a topic.
I've seen this thing and I want to do it and I think it looks really fun.
Yeah. Okay. Well, basically, guys, if you've seen, it was trending a while back, but it kind of comes and goes all the time. The he's a 10, but... And basically, Ellie's found this quiz online where we answer questions and it gives us, like... I'm assuming it gives us
personality quiz.
Okay.
So you have to answer these questions. And whatever you then give them out of 10, despite these things, it figures out your personality by the sounds of it.
Yeah, so I'm...
So I'll fill it out as you, but we'll both discuss our answers, yeah?
All right, okay.
Right, ready?
Yeah.
He's a 10, but he's old enough to be your dad. How old would that be?
Well, dad's 61.
No, but realistically, you could have a kid at 16.
16 years older than me, what's that?
How old are you?
In the 40s. It's in the 40s. And it'd be later 40s to be my dad, I think.
Mid-40s.
Honestly, that makes someone like I wouldn't date anyone like that.
Really?
So.
But they're a 10. They're like, who do you absolutely adore?
Oh, like they're... yeah.
They're a 10.
A 5.
Okay, so you'd half them.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. I think... I'm trying to think.
It's like Leonardo DiCaprio. Or like Brad Pitt. They're even older, though, than mid-40s.
How old are they? Like 50? Yeah. But I still think Brad Pitt is absolutely stunning.
But would you date him?
Probably not. It would just feel a bit weird.
Do you know
it?
What
it
I mean?
It would just feel weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think maybe like a 4. He's a 10, but calls you mommy.
Mommy?
Do people do that?
I really didn't think that was.
Like,
I know daddy's
daddy.
A thing. Daddy?
Oh, mommy?
Oh, maybe when you have kids. That really icks me out when they're like, go give it to mommy.
Oh, no, we do that with Biscuit.
Ew.
So in that situation, that doesn't bother me. But if we're talking, you've got no pets or no kids,
and they're just calling you mommy. I'm gonna go 3.
Okay, I'm happy.
I think I'm forgetting though that they are a 10, but that would just genuinely make someone not a 10 completely.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Imagine Yannick goes.
No, I couldn't. I could not.
Yeah, he's a 10. This is just random and funny. He's a 10, but has a strange obsession with sharks.
Strange obsession isn't like extreme upset. Like, if there are 10, everyone has their hobbies.
I feel like all boys have their thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you know what I mean?
And his thing is sharks.
Yeah, so he's a 7, 8.
The only thing that's triggering me is the word strange. Like,
yeah, what do you mean by strange? I'm going to go 7.
Okay.
If I'm being like brutal.
Right, he's a 10, but drives a Honda Odyssey. If you know, you know. I don't know. What's a Honda Odyssey?
I don't know.
It must be, I think this is an American version. Odyssey. So like that.
Let me look. Oh, it's like the family car. You know what?
That doesn't bother me.
That doesn't bother me because he's just showing that in the future, he's going to be that family man. I don't, like, cars really don't, I'm not someone, obviously, yeah, if someone turned up in a G-Wagon to pick you up and someone turned up in a Honda Odyssey to pick you up, subconsciously, of course, you're just going to be like, ooh, G-Wagon.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be like, Honda. But.
Get me in that Honda.
If you're a 10, you're a 10. That gives BDE as well.
Which one?
The Honda. It's just like, I don't need to impress.
You're not bothered.
So, it's still a 10.
I'm trying to think of like a UK car that would ick me
Ford
out.
Ford Galaxy. That's what kind of that is, isn't it?
No, you're going to speak.
No, what's that car? What's that car got? That Skoda that dad got for.
Skoda
that dad got for centre packs, that would ick me out.
That is a bit icky.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like that's what you've got to picture it is. What are you putting it as?
I think there's still a 10.
Still a 10?
Yeah.
But they drive that car.
Yeah, there's still a 10.
Oh, you're lovely. I think maybe an 8.
Okay.
Some of these are so random. He's a 10, but he's a vampire.
The toxicity in me is like, live my twilight life.
I know. I feel like in all the films
Damon
and series,
Salvatore, yeah, they're sexy and they would do anything for you in
better.
A weird obsession way. Yeah, 11. Let's go 8.
I mean, they're not going to kill you if they love
you.
Yeah,
do you know
so...
what I mean? I love it. Toxic.
He's a 10 but wants you to call him daddy in bed. Do you do that?
No. I actually don't.
I've never done that.
I've done it as a piss take. Not in bed. Like,
oh.
Not in bed. Like, if you just like literally as a piss take.
Like,
though,
role
like
play.
No, just like, just to wind Yannick up.
I've never done
like
that.
If we've just been in the kitchen and I'd be like, pass the knife, daddy. Like, I've
not
done that, but I'm just
like
trying
the tone
to think
and
of,
everything,
like,
you know.
It's a piss take.
Yeah.
If you're wanting me to call him daddy in bed, I don't think he'd go down like below a 5 though. If he's a 10.
So 5.
6.
He's a 10, but is obsessed with his mum. I feel like every guy I've ever been with has been obsessed with
them. I know, that's what I mean. But, like, are we talking obsessed in, like, a normal obsessed way or a really, like, innate?
I think it's kind of nice. Like, it's
no,
respectful
it's nice.
8, and
9.
It's nice.
8, 9. They lose a point.
Sometimes it's a bit annoying. Yeah. Shall I go 9 or 8?
9.
He's a 7 but loves animals.
Oh, he's not a 10 anymore. He's a 7.
Yeah, but he loves animals. So does that make him a 10 for you, or are you not bothered? He's just still a 7.
Still a 7.
I like the way they did that. They changed it.
Mm.
He's a 7, but he's low-key really needy and clingy, but in a cute way.
9. Low-key toxic.
Look, we all need some attention every now and again. He's a 10, but follows women who don't follow him back. Depends what you mean. Like, if he follows...
like Selena Gomez, then yeah, obviously then she's not following him back. But no, I would say that makes him go down to a 6.
Okay. But like, who checks if people follow them back?
I know, like, not me. So many people will, though.
He's a 10, but has many girls on his Snap.
I mean, if he has Snapchat, he's a 0.
Yeah, I agree.
0.
Well, that's not an option, so 1.
Yeah.
And like, I guess at this point, you're not together, right?
Yeah,
you're
true.
Just like, that would make someone like really low down.
If someone
for
asked
me.
For my Snapchat, I would just say I'm too old for you.
I think it's like fully come back. I
know,
think.
It really
Everyone,
has.
And I've not got back on board with it.
Maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't.
He's a 10, but shorter.
1.
Well, how shorter? It doesn't say how much shorter.
Shorter than me, I'm assuming.
No, it just says shorter. So like, imagine a pure 10. So Yannick, I imagine you think he's a 10, but he's short.
1.
You're savage.
I can't. No, but that's my thing.
Oh, I think he does mean shorter than you.
Yeah.
Because then it says he's a 10 but younger.
Well, it would depend on how much younger, but I wouldn't mind dating, like, if he's a 10. So I'd say an 8,
I
9.
Think that really does depend how much younger.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
And how much shorter.
Is he 10 years younger or 1 year younger?
He's a 6, but he's really good with kids. Does that like make your ovaries go a bit when you
see
Yannick being
does.
With kids?
It does. I'd maybe say an 8. Whack you up to an 8.
Gain
2
points
you a 10.
For that. Go on. Oh. Any 6s out there? You're gaining 2 points by being good with kids.
Yeah, you'd have to be really good with them. Do you know what I mean?
He's a 6 but plays electric guitar.
6. Well, can I go lower?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think I'd go lower.
Yeah, like 4.
Yeah. I'm not. I think.
No, because what? You're going to be spending your weekends playing on your electric guitar instead of with me? No.
Oh. I think this one will bother you.
Okay.
He's a 10, but never likes your posts.
2.
But I feel like I would never be that into someone that wasn't.
Why would you just not like my posts? That's so weird. It'd be for a reason, because you don't want people seeing it and then secretive and toxic. No.
Ooh.
I should have given that a 1.
He's a 10, but dry and not on purpose. You know, like someone's got a dry sense of humour, it can be really like funny or nice. He's just dry person.
You know what? It reminds me of like Dan Edgar from TOWIE. Everyone like fancies him, but people say he's boring.
Has he been in the news a lot recently? I've heard that name.
Ella just broke up with him and then went in Celebrity Big Brother.
I've seen their names loads, but I don't know who he is.
I know, yeah, sorry Dan Edgar, I don't know you personally, but I've just heard. I would say, yeah, 2.
2, okay. They still get some cred for being fit.
Yeah, well, if you're fit, you're fit.
He's a 7, but he has a buzz cut.
I'd say he's still a 7. Some people, if you're a 7 and you suit, that means you do suit the buzz cut.
Some people really suit
Yeah,
it.
Some people
so
really
it
suit
would
it.
Actually up some people.
Yeah, true.
But like,
I'd rather a buzz cut than a mullet.
I don't know what the 7 looks like, so I can't say he goes up.
Yeah. We've got our results, guys. What am I?
Right.
So this is about my personality based on those answers. The anticipation is killing me.
Well, it's your result.
Stop. Guys, I don't think I've got a result.
Are you kidding? I've been catfished here.
Don't actually do that to me.
It says, I've just got result, yippee.
What are the results?
What does that mean? What does yippee mean?
Yippee! Like a cheer. Guys, we've been catfished by this.
We have fully been
website that looks like a catfish. That's really upset me.
Well, yippee, that might be a good thing. You got like good vibes, maybe. I enjoyed some of them prompts, though.
No, really good. I feel anticlimactic though. I feel like I need a moment.
Sorry, I should have pre-tested.
Okay. Well, that was great.
Have you got any others?
No, I want to. Ooh. Just a really quick fire game. Obviously, topic of the week this week was kind of a game. So I didn't want to plan like a really...
Yeah, that was fun. I enjoyed
that. No, it was really, really fun. But I just wanted to do a really quick fire, like, just because we've not done a whole get to know us in a while.
Oh, okay.
Just a really quick fire. Who is the this? Who is the this? Like,
yeah, I enjoy that.
Okay, so...
Honest.
Who is noisier? 3, 2, 1.
Me.
Oh, we're both loud. But I'd say I'm noisier than you because I'll just break out into song and dance.
You are quite a loud person, but I'm quite like clumsy. So, you know, like if you like knock things over or shut doors or like that.
And you breathe. You breathe loud.
Because I can't breathe through my nose and
stuff. All right. Fair enough. Okay. We're both loud. Okay.
Great.
Who is more sensitive? 3, 2, 1.
Me.
You. Yeah, you.
You can be, but it's me.
I can be, but it takes more for me.
I'm less so. I was more sensitive when I was younger, I think. But yeah, me.
Yeah. Okay. Glad we agree. Okay, 3, 2. Oh, I've not said. Who is the better dancer? 3, 2, 1.
You.
Me. Yeah. Okay.
Obviously, you did it at like A level.
I know.
She a dancer.
She a dancer. Who is lazier? 3, 2, 1.
You.
Both. I think we're both lazy.
I was immediately like,
we can both be lazy and both be active. So
I think like. When we were younger, it would have definitely been me.
Oh, 100%.
Which is where my mind went straight away.
I think we're both lazy in different scenarios.
That's where my mind went. And then I went, hold on a second. She is the lazy one now.
Yeah, because I'm not like working out, but I wouldn't say I'm a lazy person. I think like when you've done your workout and you get home, you could be lazier than me. I don't know. I think we both can be lazy.
Yeah, I can be.
Okay.
You love a Netflix marathon, though.
Oh, I love a Netflix marathon. I've started Grace and Frankie. Frankie and Grace. No, Grace and Frankie.
I've never watched that.
I really like it. Yeah. Who is more of a diva? 3, 2, 1, me.
Yeah, it is you. But I went...
Not in like a dickhead way.
I went, because Richard calls me diva all the time.
You can be pedantic, which can be assumed as diva-ish.
We've got a thing in our house where it's like... like different types of diva. Like if I do something, he'll be like, you're tired, diva, you need to go to sleep. Or like when we go on holiday, he's like, holiday diva activated, because
that's
I'll
hilarious.
Be like being diva about something holiday related.
Yannick, like,
so like being a diva is a full-on thing in our house.
Well, maybe you're more of the diva then. I'm not a diva like, no, maybe you then. I was thinking more diva like show tunes diva.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah. But, you know, Yannick has got this thing where he's like, oh, no, she's got bedtime zoomies. Like, as we're going to bed and he's knackered, I'm just like, woo!
That's funny.
Let's
that is bedtime zoomies. That's so cute.
And he's like, oh, no.
That would be me. I'm
literally.
Like,
I'm like, no, let's not go
no,
to sleep.
No, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, it's so funny. Okay, who is better at keeping a secret? 3, 2, 1,
me.
You. I agree.
Yeah, me too.
But I just tell you all my secrets. So you're the only one that ever really knows.
Yeah, but then I found out that you also tell Yannick my secrets.
I feel like partners just don't count. You're telling me I've told you something you've not told Richard.
It depends what it is. He's not that interested in those things.
So partners really don't count.
He's like best friend Bob. If he tells him something, he'll be like, I told Bob I won't tell anyone. And I'm like, well, no, you can't not tell me.
Exactly. The partner thing.
I get the partner thing, but.
Okay. And then last one. Who is the better singer? 3, 2, 1.
Me.
It's me.
I actually think I am.
No, I can belt out a tune if I try.
Me too.
No, I don't believe that. Give us your best, like.
What do you want me to sing?
Give me, make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. Give me
that. That's a fucking hard song.
Oh, what? You said you can sing.
That's like, hi.
Give me so sick a love song.
Okay, right. Everyone, you've got to say who's a better singer in the comments. I don't know the words. Because I'm so sick of love songs. So tired of tears.
That's terrible.
So done with wishing. You are still here.
You got a bit better. Okay. Am I supposed to do the same thing?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
You can edit this out.
Is getting worse.
No, I'm just laughing. Every time I go to sing it, I'm just laughing. Wait.
I won't. I can't. I can't do it. So sick.
I can't do it.
Well, then either better.
Because I'm so sick of love songs, so tired of it, so done with wishing.
You really tried.
You were still here. Said I'm so sick of love song. That was a bit sketch, but no, I am better
you
singer
tried,
than you.
Actually, let me try.
Oh my god, go on.
Because I'm so sick of love songs. So tired of tears.
No, the way Ellie really gets into it, closes her eyes.
I can't.
Ellie looks like she's in the performing studio booth, like, I'm so sick of love.
That's is that what I sounded like?
Yeah.
Wow. Then I think you're the best again.
Okay, I'm going to take it because I know I am. That is too funny.
Lol, stop.
Okay, well, should we just end it there?
Yeah, guys, and hope you enjoyed our performance.
Guys, girls,
tickets
love
here.
You all. Tickets here. So, yeah, been a lovely catch about Sicily.
Do you know what? That gave me real, like, filled my cup sister time.
I know, me too, actually. Love it. And next week, you'll have to hear all about NYC.
Oh, my gosh, can't wait.
So, yeah, buzzing. Right, love you all. Peace out.
Thanks, guys. See you next time.
Bye.